Hey, we are live and alive. Alhamdulillah that we are alive. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. No introduction, straight to the exegesis of the ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 11. Tafaddal ya Mawlana Sheikh Mus'ab.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ لَا تَرْكُضُوا وَارْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين.
And how many a city which was unjust have we shattered and produced after it another people? And when its inhabitants perceived our punishment, at once they fled from it. Some angels said, "Do not flee, but return to where you were given luxury and to your homes. Perhaps you will be questioned." They said, "Oh, woe to us indeed. We were wrongdoers." And that declaration of theirs did not cease until we made them as a harvest, extinguished like a fire. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, يقول تعالى محذرا لهؤلاء الظالمين المكذبين للرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم بما فعل بالأمم المكذبة لغيره من الرسل. Allah says to those beliers, oppressors, those who belied the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he's warning them concerning what he has done to previous nations who also belied their respective messengers. وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا أَيْ أَهْلَكْنَا بِعَذَابٍ مُسْتَأْصِلٍ. We destroyed with eradication and annihilation. Just gone and removed completely. مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ تَلِفَتْ عَنْ آخِرِهَا. They were shattered until the last one of them. وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. And then we produced after another people. وأن هؤلاء المهلكين لما أحسوا بعذاب الله وعقابه وباشرهم نزوله. And now those destroyed people, when they felt the punishment of Allah, when they felt the punishment of Allah and the torment of Allah coming near to them, لم يمكن لهم الرجوع. Now they were at the point of no return. ولا طريق لهم إلى النزوع. And there's no way for them to divert. وَإِنَّمَا ضَرَبُوا الْأَرْضَ بِأَرْجُلِهِمْ نَدَمًا وَقَلَقًا وَتَحَسُّرًا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. The only thing they were able to do is that they were striking the ground with their feet out of regret and worry and remorse over what they had done. فَقِيلَ لَهُمْ عَلَى وَجْهِ التَّهَكُّمِ بِهِمْ. It was said to them as in a state of mocking them. For those of you who say that, you know, there's absolutely no mocking, it was said to them in the sense of mocking them, لا ترقدوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون. أي لا يفيدكم الرقد ولا الندم. Fleeing and running and regret is not going to benefit you. ولكن however, إن كان لكم اقتدار, if you're able to do it, فارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه من اللذات. Go back to what you have been spoiled with of bounties. والمشتهيات ومساكنكم مزخرفات, and all the things that were desired and your adorned and decorated homes. ودنياكم التي غرتكم, and go back to this worldly life that I had deceived you. وآلهتكم حتى جاءكم أمر الله, and go back to these false gods of yours until the command of Allah عز وجل had come to you. فكونوا فيها متمكنين. Then show us how you're going to be able to control the situation. وَلِلَذَّاتِهَا جَنِينَ, and you're able to reap the fruits of this investment of yours in this worldly life. وَفِي مَنَازِلِكُمْ مُطْمَئِنِينَ مُعَظَّمِينَ, and show us how you'll be in your homes relaxed and honored. لعلكم أن تكونوا مقصودين في أموركم كما كنتم سابقا مسؤولين عن من مطالب الدنيا كحالتكم الأولى. وهي perhaps you will be in your condition like you had been in the past, and you'll be asked about those worldly matters that you've been given, like you were asked the first time, like those people before you, or like the, like your earlier condition. وهيهات meaning it's not gonna happen, meaning alas, like it's just nothing but a thought. هيهات ما توعدون. أين الوصول إلى هذا وقد فات الوقت. The Sheikh said, how will you able to attain that while the time has already passed. وحل بهم العقاب والمقت, and the dislike of Allah and the punishment has fallen upon them. Actually, المقت is hatred, extreme hatred. وذهب عنهم عزهم وشرفهم ودنياهم, and what left them actually was their honor and their dignity and their worldly life. وحضرهم ندمهم وتحسرهم. The only thing that was present and available with them was their regret and their remorse. ولهذا قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين. That's why they will say, woe to us, we were indeed wrongdoers. فما زالت تلك دعواهم, أي الدعاء بالويل والثبور والندم والإقرار على أنفسهم بالظلم وأن الله عادل فيما أحله بهم. سبحان الله. This will remain to be their supplication. They will basically call with woe and with destruction and with regret and with a confession upon themselves that they were oppressors, and the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal was just in how He dealt with them and what He afflicted them with. Even the disbelievers on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when they enter Jahannam, they know that they have entered Jahannam with the justice of Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal did not wrong any one of them. Did you know that? That is established in the Aqidah of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that even the people who will enter the fire, they will not enter the fire feeling that they were wronged in any way. They will admit, as in many ayat in the Quran, they will admit that we had been wrong. Inna kunna zalimin. We were wrong. Arji'na, oh Allah, allow us to go back. Na'mal salihan, to do good. They will confess that whatever had befallen them in the past and whatever will befall them in Yawm al-Qiyamah would be because of what they earned with their own hands, and that Allah Azza wa Jal did not oppress them in any way, shape, or form. حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين, أي بمنزلة النبات الذي قد حصد وأنيم. So they became like vegetation that has been already removed. Vegetation that has been, how did they translate it here? Like a harvest which has been completely removed and put to sleep. قد خمدت منه الحركة. There's absolutely no movement left in this vegetation. وسكنت منهم الأصوات. And there's absolutely no sounds that you can hear from them. فاحذروا أيها المخاطبون. So be careful, all you who are being addressed. أن تستمروا على تكذيب أشرف الرسل, that you will continue to belie the most noble of messengers. فيحل بكم ما حل بأولئك. So you will be afflicted what those nations before you were afflicted with. تفضل يا مصعب.
وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين.
And we did not create the heaven and earth and that between them in play. Had we intended to take a diversion, we could have taken it from what is with us if indeed we were to do so. يخبر تعالى أنه ما خلق السماوات والأرض عبثا ولا لعبا من غير فائدة. Allah informs us that He did not create the heavens and the earth for out of jest or for play or without a benefit. بل خلقها بالحق وللحق. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal created it with the truth for the truth. ليستدل بها العباد على أنه الخالق العظيم. So that the slaves can identify and be guided through the creation of the heavens and the earth about the majesty of the Creator. المدبر الحكيم, the arranger of affairs, the one full of wisdom. الرحمن الرحيم, the most gracious, the most merciful. الذي له الكمال كله والحمد كله والعزة كلها. The one to whom belongs all perfection and all praise and all might. الصادق في قيله, the one who's truthful in his speech. الصادقة رسله فيما تخبر عنه, the one whose messengers are honest and truthful in that which they say about him. وأنه القادر على خلقها مع سعتها وعظمها, and that Allah is able to create it, meaning the heavens and the earth, in spite of its vastness and its greatness. قادر على إعادة الأجساد بعد موتها, Allah is able to bring back the bodies after they die. لِيُجَازِ الْمُحْسِنُ بِإِحْسَانِهِ وَالْمُسِيءُ بِإِسَاءَتِهِ, so that he will recompense the good doer with goodness and the evil doer with evil, or with his evil. لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا عَلَى الْفَرْضِ وَالتَّقْدِيرِ الْمُحَالِ, hypothetically but under the context of impossibility, meaning if we, and that would never happen, and that is an impossibility, if we wanted to take entertainment or diversion, لَاتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَيْ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, we would have taken it from within ourselves. إِنْ كُنَّ فَاعِلِينَ وَلَمْ نُطْلَعْكُمْ عَلَى مَا فِيهِ عَبَثٌ وَلَهُ, and we would not inform you of what it contains of play and diversion. لِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ نَقْصٌ, because that would be a deficiency. وَمَثَلُ سُوءٍ, and that would be a bad example. لَا نُحِبُّ أَن نُرِيَهُ إِيَّكُمْ, we do not like to show to you. فالسماوات والأرض اللذان بمرأة منكم على الدوام, so the heavens and earth which are constantly visible to you, لا يمكن أن يكون القصد منهما العبث والله, it is impossible that the intent behind them is diversion and play. كل هذا تنزل مع العقول الصغيرة وإقناعها بجميع الوجوه المقنعة, فسبحان الحليم الرحيم الحكيم في تنزيله الأشياء منازلها. All this is being simplified for the people with the low intellect in order to convince them in every respect, in every possible way. So how perfect is the most forbearing, the most merciful, the most wise, who places things in their respective places. تفضل يا مصعب.
بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون.
These ayat are extremely powerful. Rather, we dash the truth upon falsehood and it destroys it. And thereupon it departs, meaning the falsehood. And for you is destruction from that which you describe. To him belongs whoever's in the heavens and the earth, and those near him are not prevented by arrogance from his worship, nor do they tire. They exalt him night and day and do not slacken. يخبر تعالى أنه تكفل بإحقاق الحق وإبطال الباطل. Allah tells us that he has taken it upon himself to support the truth and to falsify falsehood. وإن كان باطل قيل وجودل به فإن الله ينزل من الحق والعلم والبيان ما يدمغه فيضمحل ويتبين لكل أحد بطلانه. And if there were to be any type of falsehood that the people want to argue with, then Allah indeed sends down of the truth and knowledge and clarification that with which it dashes the falsehood and it destroys it, so that it vanishes and it goes away until it becomes clear for everybody the falsehood of the error and the falsehood. And this ayah is of course used to prove the validity of Islam against all other religions, because all other religions are batil and Allah Azza wa Jalla's religion Islam is al-haq. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما دونه وأن من دونه الباطل. Allah says in one of the ayah, that is because Allah is the truth and whatever is beneath him or below him is باطل. Or another ayah, وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل, and that which they call on besides him is الباطل. So we understand that Allah, as in Allah's the religion also, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, verily the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted of him. So we know that Islam is the truth. Any other religion is false. Islam will come and demolish all false religions. And all religions other than Islam are false. But what is required to get the job done? Qualified people who are able to give da'wah to this haqq. This is why, my brothers and sisters in faith, my sincere advice to myself and you, if you are not qualified to discuss the matters of Islam with non-Muslims, then do not put yourself forward for the task, lest you allow the people of falsehood to get an advantage over you, because simply you did not have enough truth with which you can demolish their falsehood. Not because the truth is not there, it's because you don't know the truth. You don't know the intricacies of the truth. You may have an overall understanding of Islam, Jazakallahu khairan, but you don't understand the intricacies and the minute details of Islam with which you're able to demolish any kind of misconception. And for the record, any misconception that the non-Muslims bring, you can squash it like a cockroach. Whether they bring the issue of polygyny or polygamy, whether they bring the issue of slavery, whether they bring the issue of the marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aisha, or they bring the issue of Islam being spread through the through violence or through war, and you know, the struggling in the cause of Allah in general, any type of misconception that they bring and they think they got something, wallahi, we will smash it and squish it like a cockroach under some nasty old slippers. And we will come up victorious. And we're not scared. We're not scared. Because we have the truth. Now, if you're not convinced, no problem. No problem, Habibi. You don't have to be convinced. Because you have a Lord who will judge you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Resurrection, for rejecting. Our job is to convey Islam 100% as is. Which means we're not allowed to modify the teaching of Islam to make them more appealing or more compatible or more, I don't know, agreeable to the non-Muslims, because then we're doing a disservice to Islam. First, we're lying about the deen of Allah. Second, if they eventually know that you were bluffing them, it's going to backfire. They're going to say, man, this dude lied to me. I became Muslim. Now I realize that a lot of the stuff he was telling me was all false. So you got to keep it real, man. You have to keep it real. So A, if you're not qualified to discuss Islam, don't enter the discussion so that you don't let the people of falsehood feel that they got something over us, as though they have the truth when they don't, simply because you're not qualified to do the job. And B, your job, if you do know the truth, is to convey it 100% as is. You don't have the right or the leeway or the leisure or the privilege to modify and change and beautify and do whatever you need to do to make it sound appealing to the people. Because if they don't like the answer that you gave, because the answer to them is problematic, then bear in mind that to them, Allah himself is problematic. You are dealing with people that are not, they're not happy with Allah, let alone they're going to be happy with Allah's revelation or Allah's legislation. It is very unlikely that they will understand one of the minor or one of the detailed concepts of the teachings of the Islamic legislation when they don't even understand God himself, or to them, Allah himself is not satisfactory enough. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, it's meant to be. Not everybody's going to believe. Allah has prepared for Jahannam a group of people that will never believe. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. And we have prepared for Jahannam many among the jinn and the humans who have hearts with which they don't understand, and they have eyes with which they do not see, and they have ears with which they do not hear. They are like the livestock, rather they are more astray. They're more astray than the animal, the animalo, the animalo kingdoma. They're gone because the animals remember Allah and praise Him, and the disbeliever disbelieves in Allah and dispraises Him. So, you know, make sure that you do on your job, because this ayah tells you that Allah sends the truth upon falsehood, and until it destroys it, فَإِذَا هُوَ زَهِقْ, all of a sudden it's gone. It departs. The falsehood departs, has to go away. A classic example would be Ahmad Didat rahimahullah versus the rest of the Christian world. He was always the haq on the batil, and everybody was running for their lives. No, no. Ahmed Didat, he did it again, especially Anis Sorosh and Jimmy Swaggart. Aya Jimmy, Wallah, the best you reach, ya Jimmy, was to be an SUV. And those who know, know. Hey. Naam, aina nahnu ayyuhal ahibba'u. وهذا عام أيوه فهو فإذا هو زاهق أي مضمحل فعلا. All of a sudden it's gone, the falsehood is gone completely. وهذا عام في جميع المسائل الدينية. The Sheikh said this is general regarding all religious matters. All religious matters, matters. لا يورد مبطل شبهة عقلية ولا نقلية في إحقاق باطل أو رد حق إلا وفي أدلة الله من القواطع العقلية والنقلية ما يذهب ذلك القول الباطل ويقمعه. No person presents, no person of falsehood presents an intellectual doubt or an evidence-based doubt. Therein trying to give truth to falsehood or trying to reject the truth, except that you will find in the evidences that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed, whether intellectual or textual, that which will make that falsehood go away and disappear and get destroyed. فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَبَيِّنٌ بُطْلَانُهُ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ, so much so that it becomes clear for everybody that it is nothing but falsehood. وَهَذَا يَتَبَيَّنُ بِاسْتِقْرَاءِ الْمَسَائِلِ مَسْأَلَةً مَسْأَلَةً. And this can only be achieved when you pay attention and you follow the subject matters one by one. When you have this kind of thorough analysis and understanding of all the matters of the religion. فَإِنَّكَ تَجِدُهَا كَذَلِكَ. You will find it like that. ثُمَّ قَالْ وَلَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْوَاصِفُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِهِ مِنْ اتِّخَاذِ الْوَلَدِ وَالصَّاحِبَةِ وَمِنَ الْأَنْدَادِ وَالشُّرَكَاءِ حَظُّكُمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَنَصِيبُكُمْ. And then Allah says, and you who describe Allah with that which doesn't befit His majesty, such as taking a child or having a wife or having rivals or partners, you will have your share of this this kind of, you know, the truth being flinged against your falsehood. الَّذِينَ تُدْرِكُونَ الْوَيْلَ وَالنَّدَامَةَ وَالْخُسْرَانَ. You will also get your share by which you will recognize your woes and your regret and your loss. ليس لكم مما قلتم فائدة, and you will have no benefit behind what you say. ولا يرجع عليكم بعائدة تمولونها, and it will not bring back to you any kind of benefit or return that you can invest into. وتعملون لأجلها, or that you work for. وتسعون في الوصول إليها, or that you strive to arrive at. إلا عكس مقصودكم هو الخيبة والحرمان, except it will be the opposite of what you're doing. So all of these efforts you put will backfire, and they will be the opposite of what you're striving for, and you will end up with regret and deprivation. We seek refuge with Allah from this condition of these people. Ya Rabb. ثم أخبر أنه له ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. Then Allah Azza wa Jal informs us that to Him belong the dominion and the sovereignty and the ownership of the heavens and the earth and what is between them. فالكل عبيده ومماليكه, all of them are Allah's slaves and they're His property. فليس لأحد منهم ملك ولا قسط من الملك ولا معاونة عليه. None of them has any ownership, not even part of ownership, not even an assistance in that. ولا يشفع إلا بإذن الله, and no one can intercede except by the will of Allah. فَكَيْفَ يُتَّخَذْ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ آلِهَا. How is it that you're taking those people to be gods then? وَكَيْفَ يُجْعَلْ لِلَّهِ مِنْهَا وَلَدٍ. How do you give an attribute from those a son to Allah? فتعالى وتقدس المالك العظيم الذي خضعت له الرقاب. So high and exalted and holy is the owner, the great owner, the one for whom all the necks are bent. وذلت له الصعاب, and all the difficult and all the arrogant have been humiliated before him. وخشعت له الملائكة المقربون, all the angels that are near to him are in a state of humility. وأذعنوا له بالعبادة الدائمة المستمرة أجمعون, and all of them are in the state of, they've submitted to his perpetual state of worship, all of them. ولهذا قال ومن عنده أي من الملائكة, that's why I said those with him among the angels, لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون, أي لا يملون, meaning they do not become tired, they don't get bored, ولا يسأمون لشدة رغبتهم وكمال محبتهم وقوة أبدانهم, and they don't become bored or tired because of how hard, how much they love, and how perfect is their love, and how strong are their physical beings. Their physicality is so strong, so they're in that state of desiring to worship Allah and being able to worship Allah constantly, continuously, non-stop. يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون, أي مستغرقين في العبادة والتسبيح في جميع أوقاتهم. So they're in a state, they're like almost like drowning, they're indulged, they're immersed in worship and glorification in all of their times. فليس في أوقاتهم وقت فارغ ولا خالٍ منها, there's no time of theirs that is vacant or that is void of the remembrance of Allah. وهم على كثرتهم بهذه الصفة, and even though there are a lot of them, all of them are in this condition. وفي هذا من بيان عظمته وجلال سلطانه وكمال علمه وحكمته ما يوجب أن لا يعبد إلا هو ولا تصرف العبادة لغيره. And in this is the clarification and the evidence for his greatness and majesty and sovereignty and the perfection of his knowledge and wisdom, what necessitates that no one ever should be worshipped except him, and worship should never be allocated or dedicated or put forward to anyone but him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go ahead, ya Musab.
أم اتخذوا آلهة من الأرض هم ينشرون لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة قل هاتوا برهانكم هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون.
بارك الله فيك يا أخوان and أخوات. These are some golden آيات for da'wah. So pay attention, because you could use these آيات to give da'wah to Christians, and you could use these ayat to give da'wah to atheists, and you could give, and you use this ayat to give da'wah to every Muslim on earth who is involved in some sort of shirk, whether we can still call them Muslims, but those among the Muslim ummah who are indulged in shirk, you use some of these ayat to give them da'wah. I will highlight to you which is which, inshallah, as we go with the tafsir. Let me read the interpretation first. Afwan, na'am. Where was I? Now, or have men taken for themselves God from earth who resurrect the dead? Had there been within the heavens and earth gods besides Allah, they both would have been ruined. So exalted is Allah, Lord of the throne, above what they describe. He is not questioned about what he does, but they will be questioned. Or have they taken gods besides him? Say, O Muhammad, produce your proof. This Quran is the message for those with me and the message of those before me. But most of them do not know the truth, so they are turning away. And we have not sent before you any messenger except that we reveal to him that there is no deity except me, so worship me. So many ayat, subhanAllah, each one is actually used in da'wah on almost daily basis. And I will tell you which is which, inshallah. Let's begin with first the statements of the Shaykh عليه رحمة الله. لما بين تعالى كمال اقتداره اقتداره وعظمته وخضوع كل شيء له. After Allah عز وجل clarified and showed us the perfection of His ability and His majesty and everything being in a state of submission to Him. أنكر على المشركين الذين اتخذوا من دون الله آلهة من الأرض في غاية العز وعدم القدرة. Allah عز وجل then reprimanded and refuted the mushrikeen who have taken besides him, besides Allah, gods from earth who are completely incapable and completely deficient. هم ينشرون استفهام بمعنى النفي. Allah is asking here, but the intention is to negate. أي لا يقدرون على نشر محشر, meaning those gods that they're following are unable to resurrect them and they're unable to gather them. يفسرها قوله تعالى واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لا يخلقون شيء وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. As in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah says, and they have taken besides him gods that create nothing but themselves are created, and they do not possess for themselves any benefit or harm, and they do not possess any death or life or resurrection. And another ayah Allah says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And they have taken besides Allah gods, perhaps they will be victorious. لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. They cannot aid them, and they will be soldiers that will be present at that day. فَالْمُشْرِكُ يَعْبُدُ الْمَخْلُوقَ الَّذِي لَا يَنْفَعُ وَلَا يَضُرُّ ويدعو الإخلاص لله الذي له الكمال ويدعو الإخلاص لله الذي له الكمال كله وبيده الأمر والنفع والضر. So the mushrik, the polytheist, he worships the created who does not benefit him or harm him, and he leaves the sincerity to Allah who possesses all perfection and the matter is in his hand and he possesses all benefit and harm. وهذا من عدم توفيقه وسوء حظه وتوفر جهله وشدة ظلمه. And this happens to the mushrik because of the lack of success and his misfortune and because of the abundance of his ignorance and the exaggeration of his oppression. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصْلُحُ الْوُجُودِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ إِلَهٍ وَاحِدٍ. This existence cannot be upright unless there is only one God. كَمَا أَنَّهُ لَمْ يُوجَدْ إِلَّا بِرَبٍ وَاحِدٍ. Just like there was only one Lord, one creator that created this world, then that's the only one that will remain. ولهذا قال لو كان فيهما أي في السماوات والأرض آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا في ذاتهما وفسد من فيهما من المخلوقات. Had there been more than one God in the heavens and the earth, then the heavens and the earth would have been destroyed themselves and whatever among the creation. And this is, by the way, يعني, if you really wanna use philosophy, that's my humble opinion. I hope you accept it. If you really want to use philosophy to give da'wah to the atheist, that's as good as it gets, right there. Those are the arguments that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to people. And no one is going to give you a better argument than Allah. And no one is going to give you a better response to an argument than Allah. And this is what we know as mantiq, or reason and logic. So if this is what you mean by philosophy, okay, there you can get philosophical over here and use this kind of argument. Look, if there was more than one God, then they will compete with one another and one will have to come up on top. And once one comes up on top, the other one by default is no longer a God because God cannot be defeated. This is the line of thinking that the Quran offers, and this is basically what you can use in giving da'wah to the atheists. And to me, this is all you need to do. Anything other than that is just fancy, exaggerated words. Just different complex words and complications, and then you have to follow the person he's telling you. And you know what happens most of the time? I've heard and seen these debates. No one knows what anyone else is saying. You know, like when they start saying, yeah, but you said if in the beginning, the infinite cause, going back to the matrimonial pantutiti, when you get to shaw, shaw, flu, flu, si, si, and all of them together, you put them then. According to Chris Thomas, who said in the book, page 55, that it couldn't be that chemistry told biology that physics have a stomach ache. It must have been the Panadol that you took with Advil that made your meal boiled eggs. What the heck, man? Like, really, get off that stuff, man. And the person that's listening is like, yeah, I'm smart. Oh, I know what's going on. All this is just nothing but bluff. Like, it's just a bunch of people, in my opinion, bragging and showing off their capability of memorizing different concepts and different principles, and then yap for Allah knows how long. What is the actual end result? And does an atheist really need all this to come to the conclusion that there's a God? Wallahi, he knows it deep in his heart. He's just a player. He's just playing you, man. He's just playing you, playing games with you all day. And you're going through mountains and hills and valleys and madriyesh. Wow. But then what's the point? Look at the argument of the Quran. You know, Allah al-Azim. Think about it, man. Really, bro. No, for real, though. Like, for real. And from back then until I don't know how long, Muslims were doing just fine giving dawah. Only when we got introduced into these other philosophies and other cultures and other ideologies and other madriyesh, and we mixed with other cultures, that we started thinking the way, and then they put this in aqidah, so they started misinterpreting Allah's names and attributes, and they distorted everything that was sound and pure in the name of philosophy, in the name of advancement, of being intellectual. We are the intellectual people. بلا intellectual, بلا بطيخ يا شيخ, بطيخ بدون بزر أحمر أخضر من برا. كله كلام فاضي بكلام فاضي وفزلك وطحنك. من الآخر يعني بجيب لك يا من الآخر. والله المستعان, والله المستعان عليه التكلان. ما في مشكلة, ما في مشكلة. Hey, so وبيان ذلك, the sheikh is going to explain the Quranic argument for the atheists and the disbelievers. أن العالم العلوي والسفلي على ما يرى في أكبر ما يكون من الصلاح والانتظام. The upper world, the upper universe, and the lower one, meaning everything that you see, earth and heavens and universe in general, everything is in the most perfect condition and in the state of organized, systematic. يعني it's all systemized and it's all organized and it's all in a great condition, right? Like as they say, the fine tuning is fine tuned. الذي ما فيه خلل ولا عيب ولا ممانع ولا معارضة. And all of this has no deficiency, has no defects, have no wrongs, have no resistance, have no objection, nothing. Everything is working in order. فدل ذلك على أن مدبره واحد وربه واحد وإله واحد. This shows that the one who's arranging its affair is one, and its Lord is one, and its deity is one. فلو كان له مدبران وربان أو أكثر من ذلك, had he had two arrangers of affairs, two gods, or even more than that, لاختل نظامه وتفوضت أركانه. وتقوضت أركانه, عفوا. Had there been more than one God, then the whole system would have been disturbed. It would not be in that organized fashion that it's on. And then the pillars would fall apart. فإنهما يتمانعان ويتعارضان. Those two gods will basically be opposing one another and will be resisting each other. وإذا أراد أحدهما تدبير شيء وأراد الآخر عدمه. If one of these gods wanted to, you know, decree something and the other one did not want it, he wants to go against him. Right? فإنه محال وجود مرادهما معا. It's impossible that both of their wills will pass, right? Will come to pass. ووجود مراد أحدهما دون الآخر يدل على عجز الآخر وعدم اقتداره. And if one of them only had the will and the other one doesn't have a will, that shows you that the other one is actually weak and is incapable. واتفاقهما على مراد واحد في جميع الأمور غير ممكن. And for them to agree about everything all the time is also impossible. فإذا إذن يتعين أن القاهر الذي يوجد مراده وحده من غير ممانع ولا مدافع هو الله الواحد القهار. This by then, by the same line of thinking, makes it necessary that the one, the overcoming one, whose intent is going to come to pass alone without any resistance and without any objection, is Allah, the one, the irresistible. ولهذا ذكر الله دليل التمانع في قوله. That's why Allah mentioned the evidence of that تمانع, meaning the impossibility, by saying ما اتخذ الله من ولد. Allah did not take a son. وما كان معه من إله. And he did not have another God. إذن لذهب كل إله بما خلق. Because if there was another God, then each God will take away his own creation. ولا على بعضهم على بعض. And then some of them will try to be higher and loftier and greater than the other. Meaning one God will try to be better than the other, greater than the other. Where was I? نعم. على بعض سبحان الله عم يصفون how perfect is Allah above what they describe to him or they ascribe to him and they describe him with. ومنه على أحد التأويلين قوله تعالى قل لو كان معه آلهة كما يقولون إذن لابتغوا إلى ذي العرش سبيلا. سبحانه وتعالى عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. Another ayah Allah عز وجل says say if there were other gods with him then as they claim then they will try to also have access to the throne. They will also try to have that dominion and that ownership and that sovereignty. So glory and how perfect is Allah and above all that that they say in a great abundance of loftiness and greatness. ولهذا قال هنا فسبحان الله أي تنزه وتقدس عن كل نقص لكماله وحده. Meaning he's exalted and he's holified above any imperfection because he doesn't have any. رب العرش أو رب العرش نعم الذي هو سقف المخلوقات وأوسعها وأعظمها. The arsh, the throne, is the ceiling, is the top of all the creation, and it's the vastest and the greatest of all. فربوبيته ما دونه من باب أولى. So then his lordship to whatever is lesser than the throne is by default, is more deserving. عما يصفون أي الجاحدون الكافرون من اتخاذ الولد وصاحبه وأن يكون له شريك بوجه من الوجوه. Meaning he is above what they describe of the disbelievers claiming that he has taken a son or he has a wife or any partner in any way, shape or form. Here's another important ayah. So the first ayah we said is going to be used in da'wah to argue with the atheists. And you could use other ayat. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created by nothing or are they the creators? Those are the types of Quranic arguments to give da'wah to the atheists. And inshallah, in those there, some sufficiency. You could use now parables or stories or examples from this worldly life similar to this ayah to bring the point home. And I think that is more than sufficient, inshallah ta'ala. It's been working all these years. Yani only in recent times we've gone really overboard with these intellectuals and this philosophy and made it seem like that's the way to give da'wah, or otherwise your da'wah is a fail and you don't know what's going on. And some of these brothers have said that. And you know what I'm talking about. Some of these brothers have said that, like if you're not on that line, if you're not on that tip, if you're not in that same field, meaning you're like what? You're ineffective. You don't know what you're doing. You're living in La La Land. We know what's up. We're there. We're the experts. Yeah, I mean, this is all modern, ya Habibi. Where were you from the 1400 years of the Salaf? Hey. And Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, which everybody who has a calamity attributes it to Ibn Taymiyyah, including Ahmad Jumu'ah. What is it? Not Ahmad Jumu'ah. What is his name? The Mufti of Egypt, man. Ali Jumu'ah or something like this. This guy, I've been listening to some of his statements because for criticism purposes. I mean, he says some crazy things about Ibn Taymiyyah. He praises him and then he says, yeah, but he didn't know. He didn't have a sheikh. And because of that, he made many errors in Aqidah or Badri Ish. Oh, sheikh, subhanAllah. Anytime somebody has something, they say Ibn Taymiyyah did it. Yasir Qadi, Ibn Taymiyyah did it. Madri Min, Ibn Taymiyyah. Everybody puts Ibn Taymiyyah as their reference for whatever they're doing. He's the one who started it. He's the one who continued it also. Ajib. Now here's another ayah. لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Anytime anybody tells you why does Allah do this or why does Allah do that? Now when a person asks that question, it's one of two things. Either they're trying to understand the illah or the wisdom or the reason behind a certain act of worship, or they're trying to be funny. They're trying to question Allah. So you as a person who receives questions, you need to know how to also assess. If you see that the person is asking this question to genuinely know, and there is a wisdom that the scholars have mentioned behind an act of worship, then you go ahead and tell them. So if someone say, why do we fast? You say, Allah says in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Perhaps you will attain taqwa. So the wisdom behind fasting is to attain taqwa. It's okay. That's an okay question. It's an okay answer. Someone says, why did Allah make men or have more women than men on earth? Why is a man allowed to marry four women? The first thing I say to someone before I answer the question, even if I know the wisdom behind it, the first thing I say, listen, pay attention now. I'm going to answer this simply because we have information about it, but that should not be the way you deal with your creator. Because Allah says in the Quran, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He's not questioned about what he does, but you will be questioned. So please, oh human being, know your role. You're trying to learn, no problem. But I don't want this to become a trend, because if one day you ask me, what's the wisdom behind this? Why do we go 7 times around the Kaaba? Why do we stone the Jamarat? Why do we say this dhikr at this time? Why do this? And why do we put on the right foot first and left foot? At some point, if a person cannot answer, then they say, oh, then I have a problem. لا 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 يا حبيبي لا يا حبيبي إيش problem مرحبا problem ومرحبتين وثلاث مراحب. See, this is why, because we allowed you in the beginning to get comfortable by saying why and why, and as long as we're giving you satisfactory answers, okay, alhamdulillah, my iman is good. As long as you get an illogical answer to you, or it doesn't make sense to you, or we don't have an answer, now you say oh no, I got a problem with this now. No, you got a problem. You don't got a problem. You shouldn't have a problem. From the beginning, you should have been told, hey. Don't ask. Don't ask. Allah does what He wills. Allah does not get questioned about what He does. You will be questioned. You got a problem, then you could deal with it with Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Or if you want to be in a situation where you want to ask all the questions, then go to a universe outside of that of Allah. قُلْ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. If you can leave the dominions of the heaven and the earth, go ahead. You will not be able to do so. So unless you want to exit the universe of Allah, His creation, then you can have your own biggie ma over there. As long as you're within the creation of Allah, and hello, you are welcome, then you need to zip it, Habibi, and know your role as a sperm. You're not in a position to be saying, why does Allah do this? Why did Allah do that? How come Allah took the life of my father, but I love my father? Why did Allah cause my mother to become this? Why did my son become sick? Why did the neighbor? Why? There's no why. There's no why. There's Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Aw Alhamdulillah alladhi bi'ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Learn the adab with Allah. Either you praise Allah for good that happens to you, or you praise Allah at any rate, even when something that you dislike happens to you. And you know that it is khayr from Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the mannerism with Allah. As for this question, this audacity that some of the Muslims have, these outlandish questions that they ask, you as a da'i need to put people in their place. And these are the times where you have to be firm with respect, but you have to be firm. Hey. Watch out now. You're not going to go beyond being a creation of Allah. Don't say something. The Prophet ﷺ warned us, a word, a person says without paying attention to it, it makes Allah Azza wa Jal angry. It brings about Allah's ghadab and Allah's displeasure, adam al-rida, that he will be thrown into the hellfire for 70 years because of a word that you say that displeases Allah. So learn how to be to speak properly and to ask decent questions when it comes to your Lord. And as a da'i, you need to know how to educate the people on the subject matter. لا يسأل عما يفعل لعظمته وعزته وكمال قدرته. He's not asked about what he does because of his greatness and might and exaltedness and the perfection of his ability. لا يقدر أحد أن يمانعه أو يعارضه. No one can object and no one can stop him. لا بقول ولا بفعل. Not with a statement nor with an action. ولكمال حكمته ووضعه الأشياء مواضعها وإتقانها أحسن شيء يقدره العقل. And because of the perfection of his wisdom and placing things in their appropriate place with perfection in the best way you can imagine according to human intellect. فَلَا يُتَوَجَّهْ إِلَيْهِ سُؤَالٍ. So you never direct this kind of question to him. لِأَنَّ خَلْقَهُ لَيْسَ فِيهِ خَلَلٌ وَلَا إِخْلَالٌ. Because his creation has absolutely what he created, there's no deficiency or no errors in it whatsoever. وهم أي المخلوقون كلهم. Rather them, all of the creation, يسألون, they will be asked, عن أفعالهم وأقوالهم, about their actions and their statements. لعجزهم وفقرهم, because of your inability and your poverty. ولكونهم عبيدا, and because they are slaves. We are slaves. And you should be honored that you are a slave of Allah. See, this is the difference between the believer and the disbeliever. The believer, wallahi, it's the best title that I want to, you know, you want to put on your forehead. Ana Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah. I am happy, I am excited, I am pleased, I am satisfied being a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, the great, the almighty. The disbeliever is like, what'd you say? What? Why is there a God that needs to be worshipped? Why does God need to be worshipped? Why does God need to have us as slaves? Why can God be this? Why can God be that? That's exactly what happens when you give da'wah to those people. They start asking this question. لا يسألوا عما يفعل. You don't ask. They dislike. They're too arrogant and prideful. I don't want to be anyone's slaves. Why does God need us to worship him? Why do we have to pray 5 times a day? Why this and why that? Subhanallah al-Azim. Look at the difference. One is happy and content with being a slave of Allah. The other one thinks he's so special. You remind that person, dude. You can't even go to the bathroom if Allah didn't allow you to go to the bathroom. Ya miskin, ya ta'ban, ya abu mukh mafi. You can't even go to the bathroom and relieve yourself if Allah didn't facilitate it. If Allah blocked you from being able to relieve yourself, man, you will suffer to death. You will suffer to death with feces in you coming out of your nose. Funny guy. Who are you? Who are you? You're nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. All of you human beings, you're nothing. If it weren't for Allah, you can't breathe. If it weren't for Allah, you can't even swallow the food. Some people have a sickness. They can't swallow food. They have to insert it through tubes into their stomachs so they can remain alive. Allah is allowing you to eat. Allah is allowing you to drink. Allah is allowing you to relieve yourself. Allah is giving you sustenance, food, drink, money, cars, homes, wives, children. All of this, you take. And then you have a problem being a slave of the one who gave you all this? You want to be, you think you're so special, like you earned this on your own? You're crazy, man. Y'all humans are crazy. قد استحقت أفعالهم وحركاتهم فليس لهم من التصرف والتدبير في أنفسهم ولا في غيرهم مثقال ذرة. You're nothing. Your actions, your movements, all of them are under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're completely helpless. You have no interference in the arrangement of affairs, not for yourself and not for anything else, not even the weight of an atom or the weight of an ant. Wallahu al-musta'an. We'll stop over here, inshallah. We had ayah number 24, because the upcoming ayat are also used for da'wah, but we will do those tomorrow, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal. I know you guys are excited about the Q&A, so let us go right in there. Allahu al-musta'an. Hey, hayyakum Allah. Allah, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Where are the questions? Yeah, management. Freezes. To put it on the stove. Can we give nowadays charity to whomever says is a Muslim in need, or should we make sure they're a Muslim and really in need? I do some investigation. I do some serious investigation. I don't believe most people, unfortunately, because I've come across so many frauds and fraudulent people. So yeah, if I were you, I would do all the homework to make sure that they're Muslim and that they're miskeen for real. Otherwise, people be playing games, man. They've caught some of these bums with more money than the one giving them money. Dude had like thousands of dollars in a mattress, you know, in the Arab world and elsewhere. Yeah, give it to people that really deserve it. Now. Yalla, yalla. Is it permissible to play video games like FIFA or NBA? Inshallah, it is permissible. But anytime they bring these stupid cheerleaders during the NBA game, you have to lower your gaze. And you go to the settings and you turn off the music. Turn off the music. So, you know, you avoid the haram. No issue. FIFA usually doesn't have that stuff. And if you want, I will school you on both. Next. How do we end nationalism within the Muslim Ummah, or we stay united as an Ummah? How do we end nationalism within the Muslim Ummah so we stay united as an Ummah? Wallahi, that's something that is not going to happen. The Prophet ﷺ said that among the traits that will remain in my Ummah until Yawm al-Qiyamah would be people, showing pride in their ancestry. So, you could do your best by educating the people about it, and telling them that Islam does not identify nationalism, and it prohibits it, and it detests it, and it's against it. And you give da'wah to those who will accept the da'wah, but there will always remain a group of people that will be stuck on stupid. Hey. Yalla, yalla. Chick Pulafa, page 45. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. If you're a sister, we need to marry you to Zabuwa Mabuwa. Khalas. Chick Pulafa? Page 45. السلام عليكم سأضيف في سبيل الله. Okay, I'm assuming you're a brother then. What is the sama? Is it the universe or the sky? And what is meant by سبع سماوات? طيب. The sky, السماء has multiple meanings. السماء في لغة العرب هو ما كان في السمو في الأعلى. Anything that is above you is سماء. So the clouds are سماء. The sky is سماء. The seven skies or the seven heavens are سماء. And everything above you, anything that is above you is السماء. It depends on the context, what is meant, what is exactly meant by it. And so, yeah, those seven سماوات means the seven heavens, the seven layers of skies before you get to the throne. And above the throne is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جل جلاله وتقدست أسماءه. Wait, we take back this nikah. It turns out that Sheikh Pulafa is a brother. I'm assuming since he loves me fi sabil Allah. Next. Marwan. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Fiance wants me to trim my beard because otherwise she can't look at my face. She gets uncomfortable. Any نصيحة؟ Yes, let her go. Release her. Release her and marry a woman who fears Allah. Marry a woman who will tell you, if you trim your beard, I'm not going to talk to you. Nah, she can't say that. But if you trim your beard, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to make dua that Allah guides you. Marry a righteous sister. If this lady's stripping from now about your beard, then you can expect things to be worse in regards to everything else. You got to choose carefully, Ya Marwan. Ya Marwan, you got to choose carefully, Ya Habibi. Allah created plenty of righteous women. Wallahi, this is a bad sign. Otherwise, she can't look at your face. Can you imagine what kind of marital life this would be? So you have a beard because you're obeying Allah and His Messenger, and then she comes and says, Oh, astaghfirullah. ايش استغفر الله اطلعي برا اطلعي برا ولا لا اطلعي برا روحي عند بيت ابوك. Before you reach a point where you tell her اطلعي برا روحي عند بيت ابوك وديها بيت ابوها من دحين الله يلا روحي باي باي الله. Don't say this is not haram. You cannot kiss her at this point or send her a flying kiss. Tell her يلا امشي 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 ربنا خلق غير كثير لا اخرب بيت شيطانك واشكالك هبله هبله. If a Muslim jinn possesses you and he claims to have met the Prophet, are you a tabi'i? Ule, we're tolerant, accepting modern community. Mukhu tabi'in. What is this? Why are you people coming from Allah al-Azim? Why are you people doing this to me every night? Wallah, you're going to get me sick. Ya Sheikh, ruh, skip this crazy question, man. But when your name is as an essay, when the name of your channel is an essay, that tells you that you got problems, man. You got problems. Abu Mus'ab, Hayyallah Sheikh Adil. Habibi, Anta Habibi, Wallah. I've been in debates with all kinds of batikh and shammams. Halwa, from Quranites to atheists. What is enough? When is it enough to stop? Like after we give evidences and I'm sinful if I stop ignoring. No. You stop when one of you dies. You stop when one of you dies. This does not mean that every time you see them, you're going to be on their cases. And they're like, no. It means that, you know, you every now and then you squeeze in some reminder. But at no point you say, khalas, this guy going to Jahannam. There's no hope in him. Allah, Allah, Allah. But I'm not going to give him da'wah anymore. La, la, ya Sheikh. Prophet ﷺ went after his uncle Abu Talib on his deathbed, trying to give him da'wah before he dies. So you continue, but you gotta be, you know, you gotta be smart about it. Don't be irritating. Don't be irritating. Next. Mid-Nizr. If I have enough money to sacrifice a goat on Eid al-Adha. Ya akhi, nahna, we have Eid al-Fitr coming. You asking us about Eid al-Adha. Should I do it as a sadaqah from my deceased father or as a qurbani? Which one is more rewarding? No, you have to offer a qurbani. What your deceased father is not involved in this. If you want to do something for your deceased father, may Allah have mercy on him, you do this as a separate act of worship, a charitable act of worship on your own. You cannot do these two together. Now, Hamza Abdo, Sheikh Azazil, nectar a reliable seerah? Yes, it is. Imam Mubarak Furi, rahmatullah alayhi. I usually increase my worship more in the last 10 days, but should I do more in the odd days? Can I make dua after Taraweeh? I don't know what worship means. I'm hoping you mean worship, ya Hamza. Because if you're working right now during the last 10 nights, then you got it all confused. Shismo, who's asking? Batikh is watermelon, Habibi. You know, we Arabs, we'd be loving some watermelon, man. So, what was I saying? So, Habibi, listen, yes, all the last 10 nights are technically odd nights, according to Sheikh al-Sabah ibn Taymiyyah. Because you can count forward, you can count backwards, as all the narrations indicate, therefore making really the last 10 nights possible nights of Laylatul Qadr. So, do more and more and more of that. Now, yes, I know you meant worship Habza. I mean, come on, man. I figured out from the context. Krishna, Ravi Shandar. Whoa. Isn't that the name of Hindu? Wait. This is exciting. In Hinduism, how to refute creator and creation. I've given to my parents the example of how the carpenter is not in the table. Please provide better example to use. Also, how to refute reincarnation. Type. How to refute the creator, a creator in creation. Well, because if the creator were to be in his creation, then that denies and defies the definition of creator. Because creator and God, by definition, is the one who created the world and who is responsible for the world. As soon as you become one with the creation, as soon as you insert yourself into the creation, then you now share the same physical limitations and the same deficiencies that they face, rendering you less than a god. Therefore, you're no longer a god. You're no longer a god. It just doesn't make sense. And reincarnation, you refute this from an Islamic point of view, that every soul will remain until eternity, either in Jahannam or Jannah. And it cannot go through different bodies, because we believe in Islam that the body and the soul will be resurrected. And so if a soul has been in many different bodies, how is that going to work? It doesn't even work. Plus, what is the evidence for reincarnation? They have no evidence for it. They have absolutely no evidence for it. It's just an assumption. They are assuming that souls go to different bodies, but they have nothing to prove it except conjectures and assumptions. Majaneen hadol wallah, majaneen. Majaneen ya Sheikh. Next. Yes, mine. Is that Yasmin, but retyped, repronounced, respelled? Is it allowed to do wedding ring ceremony at your wedding? No, because wedding rings are not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no such thing as a wedding ring in Islam. You can give a gift, but it's not like the wedding ring as the Christian concept that he comes, because they used to believe that it's a name in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then they put the ring on the fourth one as means of keeping them, the spouses, together. So there's a shirky belief behind the concept of wedding rings, which comes from a Christian origin. As Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, explained in his book, Adab al-Zifaf, The Etiquettes of Marriage. And so that's why we don't have such thing as wedding rings. Now, if you happen to give some jewelry on your wedding, no problem. But the concept of wedding ring as known in Christianity, that is left hand or right hand as a engagement and wedding and putting it in a particular finger, all this is zubala, that belongs in the zubala. Next. Fam, what's up, fam? What's happening, baby? How to get rid of unnecessary thoughts while worshiping? For example, thinking too much about the future, making up scenarios, by stopping. I don't know. Some of these questions, they cannot be answered differently. You just got to stop, man. You got to stop. Stop playing games. Think about Allah. You're standing before Allah. You're thinking about the future. What if you die right now? What if you die right now? Next. Neil Castro himself. It sounds like he used to work with, what's his name? The big drug lord from Colombia. Fidel Castro, no, Fidel Castro, that's the president. What was that big drug dealer? Anyways, your name is very, very interesting. I like your name. Don't get me wrong. I'm just in a jolly mood. No, not that guy. The one who actually did like Robin Hood. He would like, you know, he did so much and then he gave money to the people, to the poor people. I've seen a documentary about him. No, guys, no, it's not El Capo. I don't know if it's Colombian. Maybe it's a similar country. Pablo Escobar, wallah, wahsha Mahmoud. Give him an award. give Mahmoud an award that says nothing on it. Mahmoud, وحش, وحش, Pablo Escobar. Hey. Anyways, is reciting Surah Al-Mulk in Isha prayer a bid'ah? If you're doing it thinking that it is something from the sunnah, then yes, it is a bid'ah. Because that's a sunnah to recite before you sleep and not during Isha prayer. Hey. Hey, is it correct? MS. Money speaks. Is it correct to say that if Allah knew any good sincerity in a person, he would have guided them? Yes, it is correct. It's in the Quran. لو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم. It's in the Quran. ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا لأسمعهم. Had Allah known that there would be any good in them, he would have led them here. Do not be, as Allah says before, that لا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون. Do not be like those who say that we hear, but they really don't hear. It's in the Quran, so yes, you can say that. Alhamdulillah. Y'all still speaking about watermelon? Yalla, yalla. Yalla, yalla, Abu Abdullah. Hayyallah, Sheikh. Hayyallah, Sheikh. Miss Coco finally arrived. It's been a long time, Miss Coco. Without milk, inshallah. Is it allowed to pray holding the mushaf when praying tarawih at home? Look, the scholars have differed on it. The scholars have differed. They've differed. Some of them say no problem, or you could carry the mushaf and hold on a phone. But some of them say it's too much movement. You know, put it in the pocket, take it out of the pocket, turn on, turn off, flip pages. It's too much. You cannot focus on the salatu. I don't like it. Personally, I don't like it. You're better off reciting Ikhlas and Nas and think about them than reading from the Quran when you don't know what you're saying. Hey, thank you, thank you. Next. Habili. Habili. Allah yastur alik. Assalamu alaikum. Aki. Is zakatul malu due on a wife? It's gold jewelry. Yes, it is. And if so, how is it calculated? Check islamqa.info. Islamqa.info. Yalla ya Sheikh. Mahmoud wasal. Wasal Escobar binafsu. Ala wallah bis Sheikh. I work on a special needs student helper in my uni. And the uni short for university. Yani university is too much to type. Uni, uni, uni. If they cheat in their exam, am I sinful if I don't stop them? Yes, you are, Habibi. Also, what if their teacher cheats for them in front of me? All of you are sinful, ya Sheikh. All of you together. All of you together. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Whoever amongst you sees a munkar, let him change it with his hand. You have to change it, Habibi. You can't let people cheat around you like, oh, what happened? You're cheating. I don't know. I don't see anybody cheating. Or I'm blind today. Bloody. It's not going to happen. And by the way, guys, when I do these accents, it's because I love mankind. Wallahi, I'm not trying to make fun of anyone. I speak Egyptian, I speak Indian, I speak Lebanese, I speak Palestinian, I speak American, I speak British, I speak Madri-ish. Dutch, I don't speak. I'm sorry. I tried, but it didn't work. So this is nobody should take any offense. This is all said, wallahi, out of love and entertainment. Not so, the Indian brothers are like, this brother is tripping. يمني والله قال لي ما قال لي قلت له والله يا ابو عبد الله السياره خربانه اجيب لك اياها اغير لك المطار حط لك الزيت من هنا ولا راح والله ما في انا خزي بالقات يلا نيكست Can I discipline my nephews to pray when they reach age 10 or is that only for parents? No, you can discipline. Buddy, what do you want to pick up a baseball bat and smack him with it? You can discipline them nicely but don't impose afflict any physical damage. No, the British one is bad. They make fun of me. I've done it a few times here and there. Yalla, yalla. Deen inspired, mashallah, tabarakallah. Can you explain what is meant by Allah having prepared men and jinn for the hellfire? Does that verse negate free will or is this something that we can't grasp with our limitations? No, there's no negation of the free will. Because Allah Azza wa Jal told us that there will be people in Jahannam, and Allah did not tell us who will go where. He gave us the free will. So your job is to do your job. Your job is to do your job. You don't know what Allah Azza wa Jalla prepared. So for someone says, hey, this negates free will. That means what if Allah prepared me for those people to be in Jahannam? We say, do you know? No, you don't know. So on what basis are you assuming that you're among them? Well, I don't know. So why are you making stupid decisions when you could make right decisions and worship Allah so you can go to Jannah? Well, I just want to be quiet. Next. How to start with Tawheed in your da'wah? Well, by learning Tawheed and teaching it to the people. فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرِ ذَنْبِكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, so know that there's no deity worthy of worship but Allah and seek forgiveness for your sin. You got to learn Tawheed to teach Tawheed. How? By beginning with La ilaha illallah. The most important thing you could ever teach is La ilaha illallah. I mean, I've given talks about this way of the Salaf. I'm trying to remember the title of the lecture which addresses this particularly. Maybe you can watch my YouTube lecture, First Things First. Google it, YouTube it. Search it in YouTube, First Things First. First Things First, yes. Next. Is the area above and below a masjid also considered to be a masjid? Is the area above and below a masjid also considered to be a masjid? Yes. Yes, Tom, one. Is it permissible, Maryam, not my daughter though, is it permissible to say phrases like, Lord have mercy? Yeah, it is permissible to say so. If you mean by Lord Allah, if you mean something else, then you're tripping. What were the people of Salih trying to accomplish by killing the she camel? Is this known? Were they trying to see if they could, it being from Allah? They were just exercising their kufr. You see, all of the disbelievers are always going to come up with something fishy in order to do something bad. That's all that we know. They just wanted to be evil. They wanted to disobey. They wanted to prove that they're superior. And then it basically exploded in their face. Yalla, yalla. No, that was not British. I know, it's not working. Look, because now you put me on the spot. It will come on its own. Don't pressure me. Salam, alaikum salam. Is one tayammum enough for a fard and sunnah prayer? Yes. What books would you recommend to learn about Qadr? The book of Allah, the Quran will teach you about Qadr. The Quran will teach you about Qadr. But I have a lecture on it. If you like to listen to lectures titled, Do I Have a Choice? Go on YouTube and search, Do I Have a Choice? Wajdi Akkari or Abu Mus'ab and watch the lecture. It will give you a good foundation, inshallah ta'ala. It's saying, oh my gosh, shirk? No, why would that be shirk? What do you mean? Oh my gosh is technically oh my God. Nu YT Zubal. How you gonna be called Zubal? I want me to take you seriously, man. Oh, this dude right there. Is it okay to listen to a nasheed? And does listening to music break the fast? If the nasheed is halal, which is very unlikely, then yes, you can listen to nasheed, but most of the nasheed out there are a bunch of feminine men who are singing like a bunch of funny weirdos. That's all that there is. Subhanallah. Somebody should go and shove that cane in his mouth right there when he's saying this so he can shut up for the rest of his life. Those are bogus nasheed. Listening to music doesn't break the fast, but it will definitely take away from the reward, because the idea of fasting is staying away from the prohibitions, and by listening to music, you are not staying away from the prohibition. So you are still dead, raw, my brother. That's why you got to make better effort in this regard. Thank you. This is a combination of many accents right now. كُلُّ مَا بَعْدُ دَخِلْ مَتْلِ الْعَرِيكَ. Spaghetti baby. Zubala was in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Now Zubala can go away. How to speak to Wali? Ya Ibrahim, uqsum billah anta hajannin ummi wa abuyi ya sheikh. Ya sheikh, wish tibi ant, wish tibi. Wish tibi binnana kul yom tatla'na bi film hindi jadeed. What do you mean how to speak to the Wali? By knocking on the door. They open the door. You go inside. You say, hello. Assalamu alaikum, brother. I would like to make you dua. That's how you speak to the Wali. You can call him on the phone if you want. I mean, what am I supposed to tell you how to speak to a Wali? والله يا ابراهيم اقسم بالله يا شيخ اسال سؤال مثل عالم الناس يحرق حريشك تسالني كل سؤال 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 محطوط مثل شو اسمه حطوه مع بعض صح ولا تتخوت عمالك عمالك تتخوت I'm selling my gold in order to pay zakah planning to sell some of my gold and keep some to give to the poor who have du'as majority of the zakah is by cash only is this permissible I'm selling my gold in order to pay zakah planning to sell some of my gold and keep some to give to the poor who have daughters yeah why not sure help yourself out jazakallah khair Muhammad Naufal Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I leave for Maghrib Salah without finishing my iftar that is served completely. Am I doing something wrong? No. Do you finish it afterwards or do you throw it away? If it's getting thrown away, then you're tripping. If your food is getting thrown away, ya Muhammad, then you're crazy, ya Muhammad. It's a ni'mah Allah gave you. Do not waste the bounty of Allah that He gave you. Keep it with you. Take care of it. Come back and eat it after Salah. If you just leave it behind so that it can get thrown away, No acceptable, not at all. No matter what you try, you will be reputed. Next. Oh, I forgot the Filipino. Which is better if I don't have much money? Any Sultana or all of them? Funding the masjid, which is guiding to the way of Salaf in a town where there's a lot of bid'ah or giving charity to the poor and needy. Inshallah, funding the masjid will be better. Because of the hadith that whoever builds a masjid for Allah in the dunya, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah, inshallah. And plus this falls under sadaqah jariyah, that recurrent charity, a charity that you continue to benefit from as long as this masjid is used. Whereas the charity you give to the poor and the needy, they're going to use it, consume it, and it's gone and over with. Tamam? Ibrahim Khalil in the house! And his question was removed by the moderator. Yesterday, you mentioned you were going to refute pubs. I pray rectification, guidance, and unity upon Haq all come. I've seen a lot of their invitation, which of them is correct, which are not. No, I didn't say I was going to refute pubs. I've already refuted pubs. I've already refuted them in multiple lectures. And I had a title, I had a recent one titled Mission Rectification, where I spoke to them and told them how I feel about certain things. So, yeah, it's already done. May Allah bring us together. Of course, man, we want to be, we want to unite because there's a lot of crazy people out there. So the people of the way of the Salaf have to be united. Unfortunately, they've made this barrier between us. Wallahu al-musta'an. Next, Spubs is Salafi Publications. Hamza, you ask this every day, Ya Hamza, ya Sheikh, pay attention, right? Take down notes. Yalla, next. You guys want me to die from starvation? Where are my waffles? Please advise the youth who use phrases like swear down or I swear on my mother's life and such like, whoa, you cannot say that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly told us that whoever makes an oath by other than Allah has committed shirk. And either you swear by Allah or remain silent. You are not allowed to make an oath or swear by anyone but Allah Azza wa Jal. And this constitutes a form of minor shirk. And the scholars say if you do minor shirk consistently, it could lead you to major shirk. Yeah, and you could wind up leaving Islam because you want to say something as silly as I swear on my mother's life. And what is the value of your mother's life versus the value of Allah, the creator of your mother's life? You understand? So you're giving significance to the creation of Allah more so than Allah, because the only one whose value is immeasurable and is vast and cannot be enumerated is Allah. The only one. That's why you can only make an oath by Allah. All the other creation are miskeen like you. They're not worthy of that in any way, shape, or form. Allah al-musta'an. Hope you take this advice on board. Yalla. Can you say Achtentashtik, where you read the CH and G as Kha, means 88? Ish? Achten, like, ruh, ya Sheikh. Rahmatullah, are you playing games with me? You know that my children thought that you were a brother? And I told them, Amma is a slave woman, as a slave girl. Amatullah, the slave girl of Allah. So I had to educate my children that you are a female. They were like, oh no, أجدنجدك روحي يا شيخة. Well, I have other things to do. What's so rude? It's not their fault. They don't know any better. Next. In the tafsir, it mentions that the she camel would drink a lot of water in one day, or the people had nothing to drink those days. Inshallah, I read the tafsir. طيب. Maybe that could be one of the reasons. Allahu alam. Humble opinions are almost never humble. Maybe with some of us they are. With YK, no, they're not. I'm newly married. YK? What's your halik? What one big advice to keep the love and mercy between us last forever? I want to cry. I don't know about this whole... well, congratulations on your marriage. Barakallahu lakuma, barakallahu fikuma, wa baraka lakuma, wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. May Allah bless you and bless your marriage. How? By realizing that you're both crazy. That's really what it boils down to. You got to realize that the other person is not all there, and they have to realize that you're not all there. And so when you act silly, they're like, aha, from the beginning, I knew that that person wasn't all there. So you'll be able to deal with each other, right? You'll be more patient. If you think you're marrying Mr. Perfect and Mrs. Perfect, then you will soon get disappointed that there's no Mr. Perfect and no Mrs. Perfect. So you have to learn how to accept each other's shortcomings. That's what Prophet ﷺ said. لَا يَفْرِكُ مُؤْمِنًا مُؤْمِنَةً. A believing man should not hate or dislike a believing woman, as in his wife. If he's displeased with the quality of hers, he will find another quality that he likes. You know, I can give you many examples, but I'm going to be quiet now. MB. Mashi. Recently, Egypt paraded royal mummies in an extravagant show. That was really disgusting. And we all know the worst man to have walked this earth is Fir'aun. Are we allowed to call this their leader a kafir? No. No, you are not allowed to call their leader a kafir in spite of the abhorrence of this particular act. But the scholars never, ever haste in calling someone and passing takfir on an ignorant person or a person who committed error or fallen into shirk so loosely. This is the job of the scholars. And that's why we have a problem with brothers who are very comfortable in passing takfir on leaders or fellow Muslims. You got to hold back. Yes, that act is abhorrent, is unacceptable, but it does not stipulate, it does not allow you, right, to reach the point where you can call that leader a kafir. That's a serious, serious accusation, because if it doesn't apply to him, it's going to fall back on your head. I want to eat. Thanks a million. Wallahi, you made my day today. I'm happy today after a long time. Alhamdulillah. Congratulations, Ya Taiba. You remind me of one genius who kept saying that it's not allowed to say you made my day, because they said that's shirk. Supposedly, I made the day. Because not Allah that made the day, I made the day. We're like, dude, do you know English? In English, when you say you made my day, it means you made me happy. It doesn't mean that you made the day. But we have funny people in the ummah. Next. This is a halal nasheed for you. A question. Sheikh Ibn Henry Abdullah. Awiya wallah. Awiya Sheikh Ibn Henry. I had in school foreign language. We learned English and German. Then now, years after, I learned English, Islam, and began learning Arabic. I forgot some of the German. Should refreshly learn, or will it confuse me? No, it will not confuse you. My grandfather spoke 9 languages. My grandfather spoke 9 languages fluently. You are capable of learning. In fact, I would say refresh your German and your English and your Arabic so you can give da'wah to all these people accordingly. And that way you could be Ibn Henry for real. Next, after Taraweeh, praying Qiyam is in Jama'ah. Is it okay, Sheikh? No, it's not okay. It is not from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Rami Barakji, what's hukum of joining the army and go down to Iraq trying to make the country better or joining any army fighting people from ISIS. Stay away from all of that stuff, man. No, I'm not fasting, man. It's 12 midnight. I would like to have dinner, however, if you don't mind. No, don't join any army, man. Any army where you're going to wind up fighting Muslims potentially is a big, big problem. And yeah, Allah musta'an. Are medicines with 30% alcohol permissible? I don't know. There's a fatwa on Islam QA that breaks it down. I'm not qualified to tell you any more than that. Bravo, Ibrahim. Bravo. Everybody knows that Ibrahim is fasting right now. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. So much for hiding your good deeds, ya Ibrahim. Yalla. Can we have a bride to be party before your wedding? What? Can you have a bride to be party before your wedding? What the heck is a bride to be party? I'm not familiar with that. I know there's a bachelor's, what they have it. What do they call it? Grape. Hey, wow, grape. That's the fun. That's the funniest video in the world. Anytime you're feeling bad, you could watch that Pakistani video. Pakistan in the bag. Grape. I want to destroy India. Grape. He wants to destroy India. I want to become a doctor and then go. Grape. He wants to become grape. Grape. Long live the Islam. Pakistan in the bag. Pakistan in the bag. This video should have 10 million views. You don't have to watch anything else for the rest of your life if you're looking for a good laugh. Wallahi, this stuff is crazy, man. Funny thing is that it happened in Jeddah. I thought it was in Jeddah. Anyways, next. I don't know what this bride-to-be party is. I don't know what it entails. And because I'm not living in the West, so I guess I'm out of touch with y'all people. I'm living in the Gulf region, so I'm used to the Gulf stuff here. Zanzibar. Can a single mom make hijrah on her own with her child? If there's absolutely no alternative and there's no one who can accompany her, then yes, she can. Type. Seriously, guys, it's midnight. I know you guys are having a blast from the past. Abdulaziz Talentov, the 16-year-old who writes like he's 70 years old. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. We don't know how. We just hope and pray that he's not playing us and bluffing us all. Who thought that BS stood for... is here in the live chat right when we're about to finish. Abdul Aziz, welcome to the end of the session, and you missed it again. How to deal with a husband who doesn't pay for his wife and kids, including rent, and his wife pay for everything, even though she wants to stay at home? By divorcing this loser. How to deal with him? By getting away, getting out of such relationship. This is a poisonous, toxic relationship. This woman that you married and a so-called man who doesn't want to pay and wants you to do all the work is not a man. He's not a man. He's a male. He's not a man. You need to be with a man. So find another one. If he doesn't get rectified by people, if the people don't, if you mean, of course, after you've exerted everything and you've brought people to give him nasiha and this and that, after everything fails, then you cannot remain with a man like this. Sheikh, can you fast before you fast? Can you fast before you fast? No. I could leave quite fast. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.